come to an end of that section. Let us now move on to the core of social entrepreneurship. Doing a business and contributing to a social cause simultaneously is a real win-win for all stakeholders. Social entrepreneurs are not just another bunch of entrepreneurs. The significant differentiation here is their relatively high social conscience. They look at any social problem as a challenge and an opportunity to serve a social cause. Money is not a bigger motivation for them than getting to address the real social need. Social entrepreneurs play the role of change agents in the social sector by adopting a mission to create and sustain social value and not just private value. They recognize and relentlessly pursue new opportunities to serve that mission. They engage in the process of continuous innovation, adaptation, and learning, and act boldly without being limited by the resources currently on hand. They exhibit a heightened sense of accountability to the constituency served and the outcomes created. Let us take an example of a social enterprise, Help Us Scream. This social enterprise was founded to treat the problem of floral waste created by the temples. Now, to treat this problem, the founders had a very innovative solution, and that is they used the women of the marginalized section of manual scavenging. They got these people, employed them, taught them how to recycle the floral waste and thereby improve the environment. So their mission was improvement of environment and improving the lives of the marginalized women. And they also came up with innovative solutions by developing and using technology which could make this mission a success. They probably would not have had enough funding earlier, and they would have approached various institutions with their ideas to make their mission a reality. So this is a classic example of the founders of Help Us Green playing the role of change agents in society by actually not only helping the environment, but also by helping and improving the life of the women scavenger, by the women who were earlier manual scavengers. So let us now see the 10 characteristics of social entrepreneurs. Social entrepreneurs shrug off the constraints of ideology or discipline. They identify and apply practical solutions to problems, combining innovation, resourcefulness, and opportunities. Innovating by finding a new product, service, or approach to a social problem is definitely being done by social entrepreneurs. Let us take the example of medical health vans here. We know that in remote parts of rural area, remote India, and in the villages, primary healthcare facilities are not available. And therefore, a very good solution for this is the medical health vans, which run from village to village and give primary healthcare services to the people, thereby improving their health, improving their number of productive days, and which helps them to earn their daily wages. It also helps the children who earlier were not able to get treatment and thereby missing school to complete their education, because now with continuous medical healthcare at their doorstep, they are able to attend schools regularly. So these are the kind of solutions that we need for social entrepreneurship to be successful. Focusing first and foremost on social value creation, and in that spirit, willing to share innovations and insights for others to replicate. This is a hallmark of a social entrepreneur. That is, he or she focuses on the social mission and not necessarily who is achieving it apart from himself or herself. And therefore, they are willing to share their innovations, their experiences, their insights for others to replicate. They also have an unwavering belief in everyone's innate capacity to contribute meaningfully to economic and social development. We already saw this in the earlier example of Help Us Green, where they employed women who were earlier working as manual scavengers. They believed in them, they trained them, and helped them to make products from recycled floral waste, which is now helping them earn, not only earn much more, but also live a life of dignity. Social entrepreneurs have a dogged determination that pushes them to take risks that no one else would dare to take. Again, we come back to the same example of Help Us Dream, because they took the risk of employing these women who were actually looked down upon by the other society people. They trained them, they gave them a social, they gave them dignity, and they believed in their innate belief, in their capabilities, and also had a determination not only to improve their lives but also to improve the environment by reducing it of the floral waste generated by the temples. So their social entrepreneurs balance their passion to change with the zeal to measure and monitor the impact. They do believe that a social business has to be run like any other business, and therefore monitoring and evaluation is extremely important if their business model is to be successful. They have a great deal to teach change makers in other sectors, and they display a healthy impatience, that is, they are not like the complacent not-for-profits and have a chalta hai attitude. But at the same time, they do jump in before they are fully resourced, and they do not wait for the ideal resources or the best funds to be available before they start their businesses. So these then were the 10 characteristics of social entrepreneurs. Let us now understand the difference between a charity organization and social entrepreneurship. It begins with the definition. Charity is redistribution of income from the haves to the have-nots. Whereas social entrepreneurship is to be a change agent through innovative, mutually beneficial exchanges creating social values. Let us take a very, very simple example. You or I see a beggar on the road and we give them money in their hand. We feel we have done charity. That is, the little income from our hands has gone from the haves to the have-nots, the beggars who do not have the money. Social entrepreneurship will not do this. They will not give money to the beggars. What they will do is make business opportunities available for the beggars, or create opportunities such that the beggars will be able to earn a livelihood and come out of their vicious cycle of poverty. And thus there will be a social change whereby the lives of the beggars will be transformed. That is social entrepreneurship. So for structure, the charity will work in the given structures given in society, whereas social entrepreneurship will create opportunities and enable social structural change. The purpose of a charity or a charity organization, therefore, is just to alleviate immediate suffering rather than make any deep social change. Whereas social entrepreneurship believes in improving the social conditions. In terms of sources of finance, the charity organizations obviously will have to depend on donations or donor organizations, be it individuals, corporates, high net worth individuals, etc. Whereas a social enterprise is a self-sufficient working business model. It is a for-profit organization and it creates its own profits. And these profits are reinvested into the business, and therefore it does not have to depend on any donor organization or individual for its funds. Sustainability. Therefore, the sustainability of a charity will also depend upon donor organizations. Whereas in a social enterprise, because it creates its own profits and it's a self-sustaining model, it does not have to depend on any other organization or individual for its sustainability, and it is self-sustaining. In the very design itself, a charity is designed to relieve immediate distress. The response is quick, but it is extremely short-lived. Whereas social entrepreneurship runs for decades like any other enterprise, and the social change and the outcome, though it takes longer to come, is there for the long haul and will benefit millions of people around the world. then do we become a social entrepreneurship company? Let us see. Pick and know your issue. What is the pressing problem that your company is most able to address as a result of your expertise and experience? So you have certain capabilities, you have certain skills, you have certain expertise, and you also have identified an issue. That is what your social enterprise will set out to do. Next, pick up a method. How do you plan to address the issue? Companies typically choose one of these four methods. One is donating a percentage of your company's profits. Two, you affiliate with a cause, a community, or a charity. Three, you develop a product or a service that will raise the money for you. Or four, you fundraise directly for your issue. Three, build a brand and increase awareness. You need to utilize the strengths of your marketing and communications to increase the public's awareness of the problem and solution. Because remember, you are not a not-for-profit constrained by limited marketing budgets. You are a for-profit organization, and therefore you would have budgeted and kept aside money for your PR and marketing and advertising. So you need to realize these very effectively to build the brand and increase the awareness of your social organization. Four, you need to run it like a very professional business. That is, you need to have a strategic plan in place, your business model, your targets, your deadlines, your monitoring and evaluation programs. That is, any and every strategy that a normal for-profit organization would use. Fifth, very important, hire intelligent and capable staff. That is, just because you think it is a social organization, you do not have to choose less capable people. It is a surefire recipe for success. You need to hire the best and pay accordingly. Of course, it may not be on par with the absolute for-profit companies, but still the pay should be reasonable enough for the people to want to come and join your organization. That is, the capable and the skilled people to come and join your organization. Six, you need to be absolutely transparent and authentic and ethical in all your financial dealings. Seven, create smart partnerships. Collaborate, go out to other companies, maybe even your competitors, because remember, you are working for a social cause. It is the cause that is important. So even if you need to join hands with your competitors to further your cause and your social mission, so be it. As long as, of course, your business interests are taken care of. Eight, use all appropriate media channels. That is, your social media and online content has made it so easy to communicate with people across the world. So aim to create viral campaigns that will spread across all social media like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, etc. Finally, we come to the concluding part of this chapter where we will learn about the millennials and Generation Y. Let us first go through their definitions. A millennial is a person reaching young adulthood in the early 21st century. That is, he or she has been born between the periods of 2000 to 2005. Generation Y is a generation born in the 1980s and 90s, comprising primarily the children of the baby boomers and typically perceived as being increasingly familiar with the digital and electronic technology of today. Deloitte did a global 2014 millennial survey and found that most of them, that is, almost 74% of them, believed business is having a positive impact on society by generating jobs and increasing prosperity. However, at the same time, they do think that businesses can do much more to address society's challenges in the areas of most concern, like resource scarcity, climate change, and income inequality. Additionally, 50% of the millennials surveyed want to work for businesses with ethical practices. They do believe that the success of a business should be measured in terms of more than just its financial performance, and that it should have a focus on improving society. That is, they do believe in the three P's, that is, the people, the profit, and the planet. Millennials are also charitable and keen to participate in public life. Generation Y also has a global perspective. They have an understanding that their responsibilities extend way past the businesses they work for. And therefore, in conclusion in this chapter, what did we see? We saw that businesses should aim to generate profits. At the same time, they should also help society. And millennials want to be no part of the stereotypical greedy business world who only wants to maximize profits. They want to be a part of a company that actively seeks to improve the world. And therefore, to attract the future leaders of Gen Y, business leaders must become social entrepreneurs that serve the selfless purposes in addition to creating profits. Today, with social and economic inequality growing worldwide, people are connected with the idea that it is possible to do business on a human scale, and this resonates with them big time. It is possible to do business, earn money and profits, and do something good for the community. This, then, in a nutshell, is also the core of social entrepreneurship. And that is, social enterprises do not serve to enlarge their wealth like the businessmen, or like the definition of the entrepreneurs that we saw at the beginning of the chapter. They operate to contribute to social equality and to improve the living conditions of the people in the community. This brings us to an end of chapter 1. Thank you.